This is Howard Taylor from Schlock Mercenary, and you're listening to the Webcomic Beat.
Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 48 of the Webcomic Beacon. This is Fess of PSIWebcomic.com, and with me as a special occasion is Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com, right?
That's right.
Yay, I got it right.
Mark, and it is AutumnLake.com.
Excellent. Nicely done. everyone who's in the chat room, thanks for coming. And let's have a show of hands. Who listened to the last podcast where I whined like a little whiny baby? Okay, nobody did. Yeah, I obviously had some issues last week. I had to go over. Yeah, as everyone knows, we've lost Aaron. He's spending time doing his other projects, which is good, and other projects I need to be working on as well, which means I got to cut back on everything. So there might be some changes going on for the Beacon in the future. We're missing Tanya. She said she'd be here, but she's not. So take a drink. All right. let's see here. Are you still with me, Mark?
I'm right here. Okay. I just took a drink, like I said.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Let's see. Yeah, we talked a little bit about being reviewed, and we actually had some drama that I was actually going over last episode. But there's one thing I was listening to Webcomics Weekly, which is, it's more of like, more on the business aspect of doing webcomics and such. So it's really good podcast. It's another one I'd recommend on top of, the Gigcast for, non-webcomic Beacon podcasts. You can check that out, but there's one on, being reviewed a few weeks ago. And it's Webcomics Weekly number 44. Everyone's a Critic is the title. And there's a clip I want to play from that show, which I think I can agree with pretty well.
But it seems to me that there's this weird thing online, especially when it comes to the criticizing comics or any other kind of art. I guess I just don't see it a lot in music and stuff. But it seems to me that there's every once in a while there's this surgence of bloggers who stop creating critiques for the consumer of a product and start creating critiques for the creator of a product. Mm. And, you can tell their writing switches from, this is why you should or should not buy this comic, or this is why you should or should not read this comic. And it's spoken more to, this is what you should or shouldn't do with your creative endeavor. And it's speaking to the artist. And that is where I take exception.
I believe that was Scott talking, but I can't remember people's voices too well of who is who. But I was listening to just this, and I was thinking, that is so true. I mean, do you not notice this, Mark, with webcomic reviews where it's not like normal reviewers where they review the product itself, but they get a little bit like, I know more than you type of deal. I mean, do you notice this?
Yeah, I would say it's, I don't know. It's almost, I don't really know that it's all that productive. I think it's, I'd have to agree. It's actually a little more hateful in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, you should totally do this with your characters and your story and stop doing this and this and this.
Right.
More than just, I don't know what the phrase is, but it's more than just saying, hey, this storyline doesn't work for such and such reason. It's more, you need to make all these changes so that I'll like it better kind of thing.
Right. Mm. And that's just where it just kind of boils down to whether or not, review someone in the Terra of Galaxian comic in the chat room is saying reviews and critiques should be different things. Very true. And I know a lot of people get that mixed up. Brett Hanley, who used to do reviews for us for a while, had also said that when he was doing webcomic reviews, that reviews are not meant to tell you how to fix things. They're just supposed to be, you know, this is what someone thinks about it, and this is how somebody will take a look at it. They're not. It's not supposed to be a how-to. That would be more so a critique. And yeah. Maybe a peer opinion or something like that. And a lot of things is like, you know, you can find webcomic reviews, you know, everywhere. They're almost a dime a dozen. It's more so what kind of new spin you got or just a part of a community if people want to listen to – if they listen to something or they read something frequently and somebody on there does a review, that's why people like them. You know, they could be – you know, webcomic reviewers can be a dime a dozen, really. It all comes down to how well you know somebody. And how much authority one either assumes or others give them credit for being a quote-unquote authority as far as a webcomic reviewer. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's how Siskel and Ebert made all their money. We gave them authority because they like Citizen Kane. So either it's a thumbs up or it's a thumbs down.
Or sometimes they're enthusiastically way up.
Yeah, I don't know. I wrote a little bit about it on the webcomic list forum, how I approach it.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I mean, there's a couple of ways you can approach a webcomic review. And the first thing you have to do pretty much is decide who your audience is.
Right.
Is your audience going to be other webcomic creators? Are they going to be potential consumers of the webcomic?
Right.
In general, I guess that's the third one. I think what the third one was, and I think that was it. So I kind of tend to aim towards the creator, not the creator of Comic X that I'm reviewing, but it's more pointing out as an example, this is a comic of doing something that's really interesting. You should check it out or see how this doesn't work.
Right.
In this, I mean, it's aimed at the webcomic creator audience. As trying to point out helpful things, stuff like that.
Or say you got the sites which are more quote unquote elitists, where it's not so much the overall product, but they're looking at the technical aspect, if it's technically done well, as far as using a lot of artistic whatever's measures, or you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'm more of the opinion it should be because, well, what we do is a little bit different. Since we're doing a webcomic podcast, so, and it's for new webcomicers and creators and things like that, or aim more in that direction. So I think being able to hold up Comic X, Y, or Z and say, see how they do this? You can learn from that. See how they do that? Here's how you can learn not to do that. kind of. As opposed to saying, see this webcomic here? It really sucks.
And what do people do? They go check it out anyway.
They will, yeah.
But. Yeah. That's why I don't like the native webcomic review, particularly for unsolicited material. It's so different if you're going through a list of people soliciting and saying, hey, review my thing and whatever. But if you're doing unsolicited stuff and you're doing negative reviews – like on purpose. That to me it's counterproductive because it's the web and most of these webcomics are free. So people can easily check them out themselves and decide within the first, you know, minute, even less, whether or not it's going to be something they want or not. So time should be better spent pointing out things people should check out. You know, drive traffic to sites that more or less deserve it more, at least to the reviewers' opinions. And I think that's just a way better use of time and talent, especially writing talent, if you're going to be doing reviews. But, of course, it's I see it more as entertainment value to cut down webcomics to size, so to speak, whether or not they deserve it. And I think that's what it is. It's not no longer a review for review purposes. It's review for entertainment purposes, which I almost think is kind of the wrong way to go about it. But apparently, there's a market for it, so you really can't do anything about it. except yeah. not promote them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all know the main one. Just hateful for no real reason. I mean, that one actually offered some interesting advice, but...
Right.
But it was so couched in hate, you know?
Right.
It's just productive.
So I got a message, can't connect, from Tanya. I can't connect, don't know what's wrong. Can we reschedule for later this week or tonight? Oh, I'm going to reply to him. Reply to Tanya and say, already recording.
So join in.
But she can't connect at all.
I think it's because I'm here. I have that effect on women.
Well, it's already 30 minutes late. Okay. Sorry, Tanya.
But who will speak of boobies now? With authority.
Let's see. I suck at texting because I don't do it with... Now I gotta put a smiley face so she doesn't think I'm being mad.
What?
Smiley face. No, that's a frowny face.
You can't.
Laughing at my ineptitude.
I'm just, because I think innately you want to put a frowny face.
Well, no, it's just I went one button too far and it was.
I think it's a Freudian frowny face that you just made. You really wanted to be frowny, but you wanted to look smiley, and you hit the frown button.
I love emoticons so well. They help very much to convey people's, you know, text things. With, you know, we can't do sarcasm in text too well, unless it's obvious.
Yeah.
That's why I sometimes found myself almost wanting to put smiley faces in, like, you know, homework assignments, because I didn't know how to convey myself properly.
Did you? I read an article somewhere that this is just an aside to meander off, where elite speak and text speak were becoming stupidly common, and people actually in college would actually hand in papers with that crap on.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and their grades reflected. But
it's like I can understand it's another type of, you know, language, so to speak, but this is not 1984. We don't need to double think about anything. Mm. You know, we're not trying to, you know, I don't believe that we should have autocorrect. We have autocorrect in our things. I believe in, like, yeah, putting a little mark, hey, you should correct this. Autocorrect doesn't allow you to see it, to know that you did a mistake. So when you're, like, doing things normally, you have loads of spelling errors. And that's why I don't know how to spell anything anymore.
I am totally dependent on Firefox's spell checker. Because it does it automatically, puts a little red line under it.
Yeah, and I catch so many things that I used to spell wrong now.
Yeah, so, yay.
So I'm not as ridiculed on message boards now.
Well, so I don't know. Gosh, when the reviewer becomes a personality, I don't know. I don't know about that. Like that one, you know the one.
I think you need to up your volume a little bit. You're kind of fading out a little bit. Maybe it's not catching.
All right. I don't have a cough switch, so I have to turn my volume.
No, I know what you're saying. When a reviewer becomes a personality, that's when it comes more into entertainment, I guess.
Yeah, that's Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah,
right.
Or The Critic. Remember the cartoon show, The Critic?
Love The Critic. What's John Lovitz up to these days?
Last I saw him, he was doing Subway commercials last year or something like that.
Yeah, and then it's just, you know, an entertainer, you know? So you have, like, Siskel and Ebert or, you know, whoever, Jeffrey Lyons and Michael Medved or whoever, and they would just purposely argue. You know, one would be thumbs up and one would be thumbs down, and they would purposely argue the points.
Right.
Even though, you know, they probably felt the same about it. So that's kind of the well, it's not even infotainment. It's like entertainment, like you say. It's not the real deal.
Right.
It's like that reality show crap, you know, where they
really reality.
It's not, because they're like, hey, oh, that was great. Can you do that again?
Yeah, all it is a game show, really. That's what quote-unquote reality TV is, a game show. Aside from, I guess Big Brother was just basically watching people.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, really. It's kind of the Jerry Springer of the 21st century, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I don't have basic. I don't have any television programming. It's too expensive.
I don't. I have cable internet and cable phone, and that's. I don't have the TV because I would just spend all day watching it.
Right.
Get even less done than I do now. So there you go.
Well, so there.
In your face.
Let's see here. Well, okay, this is our Halloween episode, or whatever.
We bid you welcome.
Oh man, I should have gotten Evil Couch on this show for this one. It would have been funny.
This is such an Evil Couch topic.
Maybe I still got his old sound clips somewhere. Nah, I don't know where they are. He had recorded me a bunch of sound clips at one point, but I never really used them. Well, I'm trying to think of some dead web comics, quote unquote dead web comics. These are web comics which have basically never really ended, or they just kind of stopped updating for whatever. I just remembered one right now. I don't have it written down, but do you remember something called No Room for Magic?
No. No, I have to be honest. I don't remember that.
Well, darn it. It looks like they started updating again.
Darn. Darn them. I can think of two I've reviewed already, actually. One was Daedalus Blue, and the other was Chronicles of Saltaire. That's the first review I did. It's Chronicles of Saltaire, where they just drop. They just stop. And you never get to find out anything more about the story. And I really hate that. They're both long-form stories, and they just quit right smack in the middle. Kind of annoying.
Well, was there anything like... did anyone mention why they stopped? Or just like it was such a simple website and there was nothing?
Well, Chronicles of Saltaire, from what I understand, just reading around their website, that the people making it, the couple making it, were college students. So maybe, you know, they graduated, moved on, split up, whatever. I don't know.
Right.
Something like that. But the other one, I'm assuming, because it's not mentioned anywhere on their site, I'm assuming that the guys making Daedalus Blue, you know, had like real assignments to go do.
Right.
And so they just quit. And that was, I don't know, 2006? I could be wrong. It's been a long time. Very long time. Yeah. It just drops dead right in the middle.
Right. Well, now I gotta start watching this comic now since it's updating. See, that's the thing. If you stop updating, who knows how people will ever find you again if you just start updating randomly again.
This is great. Dungeon Warden in the chat.
What's he saying?
Is it an undead comic if it keeps dying and coming back to life over and over again? No, that would be Britney Spears' career. When it becomes reanimated, which is another interesting topic for Halloween.
Kind of like, what is it? Oh, Zebra Girl. Girl's like on life support. It's like almost dying, and it's like, oh, it gets a little bit of a beep. But now, it's actually been updating a little bit right now. It's not with the main story, but like, you know, something extra, but it's...
Well, I don't know. I can think of one other. Zeta the Space Girl. I really liked that comic. It was very well done. It was just kind of a cute thing, like Zip and Little Bit. It was a little bit like that. A little bit like that.
Zeta the Space Girl?
Zeta the Space Girl. There's just a placeholder cartoon on it now. He's taken down his archives and things. It's really too bad. He went off. He actually said, here's why I'm quitting doing this. He went off to Europe to actually study art. But I kind of miss Zeta the Space Girl. It was just cute. It was just a cute comic. Pirate and Alien would be another, wouldn't it? I think that's officially done. I don't think it's on hiatus.
Could yeah, still if it's be officially on. Done, that's entirely different.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
well, speaking of, real, of like, you know, that one in particular, Hero by Night, that's pretty much dead now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably never going to update again. Oh well.
It's a dead comic.
Yeah, it's dead comic. Oh. Dead. We got Matt Sowers is coming in with Life of Riley by Dan Jaron and Aaron Sacaro, which I guess no longer exists but used to be up at clanbob.net. I heard about clanbob.net. Yeah, I think somebody mentioned that once before. No longer there. That's the thing. You got to go to archive.org and hope that maybe some of it is still there.
Yeah, yeah.
I know when I was looking up on you could find Life of Riley apparently at pyrocam.com/Life of Riley with dashes in place of spaces. But when I was looking up Jenny Everywhere stuff, that was a major thing. I had to use archive.org to find a lot of them that were hosted on there. But the thing is, archive.org only went in like maybe one or two links, so I could maybe only get like the first and the second page max.
Right.
So. So that's about that. But see anyone else in the chat room? No. Let's see here. Well, we're going to look through. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to look through items that were posted in our official forum. So don't go away. We'll be right back as soon as I...
hit the frowny button.
Frowny button. Break one. All right. Oh, I don't want that one. Have you heard our breaks? The first break with the Geek Media?
Yeah, with the girl on the phone operator. Yeah.
I love that one. Let's see if I can play it now. All right. Going to break.
Thank you for calling the hotline for thegeekmedia.com. If you are a fan of social media, podcasts, machinima, video games, or music, please press the number 1 and someone will be with you soon. If
you are not prepared,
please dial 0 and an operator will be with you shortly. Thank you again for calling thegeekmedia.com's customer service hotline. And please remember, we're always available 24/7 at www.thegeekmedia.com.
I love that.
Boobies, boobies. Boobies, boobies.
Tanya texted
boobies.
In. Tanya said to mention...
boobies. Geek...
Tanya said to mention Geek Tragedy's year plus hiatus. And also, There's Always Porn had stopped updating a while ago. I remember that. The person who did that also did Sophisticated Pig, which I'm not sure still updates. But he was the second... winner for the Platinum Studios Comic Book Challenge with Death Gun, or I'm not entirely sure what it was, but it was a Western. And I know he started working on that with under Platinum Studios or whatever. So I know that he moved on because of obviously a more important project.
Yeah.
But yay, information.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? I mean, you gotta wonder why web comics just die off, and good ones. I mean, they say only the good die young, but in the web comic world, that's the other way around. Usually, it's the sort of crappy ones that die off pretty quickly because there's not a lot of stick-to-itiveness there,
right?
Yeah, with the really good ones, when they just drop dead, it's really, really sad. I hate to see that when it's something really good.
Sometimes there's just no money in it for them to keep putting so much time into it. They're doing something which takes a lot of hours out of their day, and it's like, well, they could be working for $10, $20, $40 an hour. I don't know. On some other art project or just another job, a real job.
Damn, $20, $30, $40 an hour. I'm quitting my comic right now.
I make $10 an hour where I work, and so I have to figure each one of my shifts is a 10-hour shift, so that's $100 a night.
Before.
Yeah, and with how much work that I'm putting into, like, all the projects I'm working on, you know, like the webcomic Beacon takes, you know, up to 6 hours total sometimes. That's prepping, recording, and going through editing, re-listening for all the links. By the way, if anybody out there who listens to us regularly would like to take notes and catch all the links that we mentioned on the show and send them to me afterwards, that would be awesome.
Hey, you know what would really work?
What?
What if you got like a small recorder, and as you record the show, record yourself at the same time, and then that way you'd have all you have to do is type up the notes and the links.
Well, why would I want to record myself if I'm already recording myself on the show?
Just saying.
I thought about like going ahead and typing them up, but then I'm too busy typing them up and while talking, and I can't do it. So I could just not provide links anymore. Be like,
just saying.
Figure it out yourself. Use Google. Sites mentioned on the show. Listen to it yourself. Use Google.
it makes us more interactive. I like that. I think burnout's another factor. It would have to be. Besides time, you have the burnout factor where someone's not making millions and they get one hit a day like me. And
you get more than one hit a day. I'm not the only one reading your comic.
Oh, you're the one. Oh. Well, so it's you and my mom. It varies. I don't understand the stats and don't trust them anyway, but I probably get about 50.
Really?
I probably it's not a lot. I probably have an audience of about 250, 300 people.
250? Yeah. Yeah. You usually take like your average unique hits a week and divide it by how many times you update, which is what, pretty much every day almost?
Well, 5 days a week, but I don't know. I was just kind of guesstimating that not everybody goes there every day, so
right.
Probably comes out about 300.
Yeah, that's why I usually average my uniques out over a week. I update 3 times a week sporadically. I it's whenever, but it's at least been 3 times, and you know, I'm still pretty happy with what I got. I don't need any more, but what my burnout isn't whether or not I have anybody reading me. I mean, freaking hell, you should. I was so ecstatic to have 12 regular readers. I was like, yay!
I have less of a life, so I update more. I update 5 days a week. So I, yeah.
Oh, well,
a lot of work.
It keeps things going a little bit more. You only update newspaper style, so. Me, yeah. I'm all over the place. But it's just doing too much burned me the freak out, so that's why I stopped. But I still kind of like kept posting and about what I'm doing, and people could see otherwise. So people would know that I wouldn't just up and suddenly just disappear. I know there was someone from the Crossover Wars that was drawing a cameo comic for a while. I forget her name now. I should know it because I had her in my comic, but she kind of just got totally fried out and just kind of stopped. But there are other people to pick up the slack.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait, I got it. Jacob in the chat room, that music, the one before and after this skit, it was the worst part of the show. Hey, I like the music that I have for the show. My brother makes it. Actually, he made it, and I took the basic files, and I kind of adjusted them a little bit for the music. I love the music for the show because I don't have to pay any royalties for it, for one. Two, I like techno and stuff.
Yeah, I like the music. It's got a beacon-y kind of sound to it. Bing, bing, bing. I like that.
Oh, that's rich. That's rich.
Thank you.
Yeah, I decided I'm going to stop censoring the show because it takes way too much time for me to freaking deal with it unless I start getting complaints. So, yeah, that's one of the changes coming up on here. Less editing and more. In fact, I might end up just being recording as it happens live without editing and just throwing it up, you know? Because
live from the Midwest.
Yeah, Webcomics Weekly does that. They don't really edit much of anything, as far as I understand. And you know, it's otherwise I just can't spend so much time on this show. Just, you know, listening through all again.
Is it a software you use that takes so long to edit with?
Or? No, I have to listen to the whole thing over. Then I also have to run everything through filters, splicing, combining.
Yeah, unless you want to make it a shorter show, because sometimes it goes like 90 minutes without interviews.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a sometimes. So,
but I don't know. We're gonna try that for a while, record it as is as it goes up, and with that in mind, that means MP3 will be out sooner.
Good.
But after that, I'll still spend some time on this show, but I'm doing some experimenting at this time. But also, we're looking to, since we lost our third co-host, we'll be looking to get other people on for either a reason or no reason, just to have somebody on, and so maybe get more people on, have a little bit more fun with talking or whatever. You know, I was talking to Diana Nock the other day. I was talking to her about some of the stuff that I was thinking about doing for the show. And she says, well, you know, she was saying this, like, how sometimes, you know, some of the podcasts she likes are just when two people are just talking back and forth. And I didn't even think about this. I was like, is that what a podcast mostly is? People talking back and forth?
Well, there's your kitchen. There's your kitchen conversation, and then there's your NPR. So two extremes that can go. So the sort of kitchen table, yeah, it sounds awfully political, but kitchen table.
Or people just talking at you.
Yeah, well, people are just, you know, having a conversation versus a more studio-bound
professional. Up on a podium.
Yeah. And they are probably the better, just people just jibber-jabbering together, having a chin wag. A bit of a chin wag, governor. You know, it's always nice. I think those are the best. With the one I do, it's just me, so it's kind of boring. But
I've never listened to your podcast.
See,
I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to the Gigcast and this one. Diana Nock was mentioned on the Gigcast again about her. She has who's a Nightcrawler? The X-Men Nightcrawler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she has like a whole sketchbook online of she's got sketches from people of Nightcrawlers, and they're all online. They were talking about it, and they mentioned her again on the Gigcast, and then they mentioned how I was doing my 24-hour comic while listening to the Gigcast, while JT of the Gigcast was watching me do my 24-hour comic.
It's like a picture in a picture in a picture in a picture.
It's outside looking in, looking out. Oh, yeah, Mark, plug your podcast. What is it? Tara wants to know.
Oh, well, thank you. It's the Autumn Lake Podcast. That's all. It's on my comic. If you go there, autumnlake.com, and click on the podcast, it'll take you there. This week, I did something really different. I actually made some stuff in the kitchen this week on my podcast, which I haven't done before. So it's longer than the others. It's about an hour. With the others, are about half an hour, 20 minutes. They're not pretty long. Just me jabbering away.
Oh. Jacob's still on about that terrible song.
I'm sorry, Fess's brother.
Well, maybe I'll remix it with the second break music, because that one's different. But I like it. So there, we'll take a poll sometime and see what people think. But other than that, what are we talking about? We're talking about web comics that have died, aren't we?
Dead comics.
Well, what about The Broken Mirror? That had us unupdated in ever.
Oh, yeah. Where is... I don't think I've seen her on the forums either.
I know it's gotten some negative criticism from some people. I mean, it may be cool and looks good, everything, but I've heard people call it tries too hard to be epic. If I'm thinking
well,
of the
right I take
ones.
That with a grain of salt because I read that one too, and I know where it was. It was on that one blog.
Yeah, but I haven't read it, so I can't really say so.
I did like Between Two Worlds. I thought it was awesome. And I didn't start on the other. I didn't start on Broken Mirror. Should go back and do that because I did like the other one so very much.
Yeah, that's another thing. When a webcomic dies and the last post is updating soon, and it's like a year later. Oh,
yes.
That's wonderful.
I mean, why would you set the expectation if you know you're just never going to come back to it?
Or they'll be on like a long hiatus. Say, updating soon, yeah, and then they update like twice, and then it disappears again.
Yeah.
It's disheartening. Two-Way Mirror is a webcomic, one of my favorite webcomics. It combines furries and humans into one world, coexisting, whatever. I think it's a cool concept of how they were dealing with everything, and it was just fun. And then it just kind of stopped for a while for whatever, and it was supposed to start up again, and then the artist had, you know, life issues with family, and then it just doesn't update again. I mean, you can't be mad too much, but you just got to lower your expectations. Just because, you know, you can't get mad at somebody, sorry, your aunt died, you know. Give me an update anyway, but it's like, yeah, you can't do that.
No, not really. I'm trying to think of some others. Hallie's comic is one that I did like. It was a stick figure comic, and now the guy's actually doing something else. But I really liked Hallie's comic.
Is it called that?
It was Hallie'sComic.com. It takes you someplace else now, I think. It was nice. I remember when it first came out, I liked the way it was drawn. The stick figure people had really good expressions. There was a lot of nice color in it that was unexpected for something so deceptively simple looking. It was actually pretty sharp. But now I guess he's doing something else. I don't know. I do miss that one. I like that one.
Well, there's going through our forums here, just to go through the list. Sean C. Doesn't give his current website. He says his first comic, Cute Ninja Girls, ended pretty abruptly, just as they're starting to get a few thousand uniques a week. Basically, it's where the artist had to quit due to time constraints and such like that. So that's really hard if we got a team going and one person, particularly the artist, can't continue. Then you're still finding some other things. But you can find that at Comic Space if you look at Sean C. with an underscore. You can find that. Basic Wage Kids by Owen Heitman ended abruptly after 400 strips. You can find it at 24hourcynic.com. Pagers are still there. There's too many to really uniquely analyze a whole lot of these, unless people remember them. Twitch Genius died a while back as its archives have been yanked, actually. Oh, that sucks. When you can't see it anymore. It used to be at twitchgenius.comicgenesis.com. That sucks when they gank their archives.
Yeah, I guess they just don't pay the hosting anymore and it runs out.
Right. It's like maybe just some people just get, I don't like this anymore. Nobody can have it. Ha ha ha. I don't know.
Sexy Losers is another one I think that died off, but not abruptly, though, I think.
Like, I vaguely remember.
Yeah, I vaguely remember him saying that because he had carpal tunnel or something, he just couldn't draw it anymore. So I'm pretty sure that one's ended. One I checked out in a long time.
I think there's another one. I can't think of which one it was, but maybe it was Framed. I don't know. I remember there was this one comic that basically ended. I'm not sure if the characters were WCA, Webcomic Aware, to begin with, but had it ended in such a way where basically the author gives all of them individual identification and some money and just says, okay, go out, live on your own, and there you go. I thought that was kind of a cool way to end a comic. You know, no more comic, but you guys don't have to live in hiatus. You can go out and live lives. and I thought that was kind of a cool way to end it. And I wish I could remember which one it was that did that. Oh, man, if I find out, I'll let you know. Let's see.
Ardra is the one I think you mentioned, you know, when the artist leaves. And I mean, that, what a testament. That thing was on life support, and it's more popular than ever now.
Yeah, I gave it a little bit of life support, but it was really the story and the characters which really, you know, held people to it.
It totally could have been a dead comic, but everyone was so dedicated to it that it, between yourself and,
right,
and everybody. So it's really really nice. That one was saved from being a dead comic.
And the artist came back. Hey, what do you know?
Yeah.
We all thought he was dead or something. It's like he just up and disappeared. That's my usual reasoning. If they disappear and you cannot find them, I always assume that they died.
Isn't that awful?
Well, it kind of is, but I get the...
What happened?
They don't need to make up excuses because they're dead, so I don't need to worry about it anymore. I don't need to be angry. I don't need to be upset. Oh, they must have died. And then when they come back, hey, I thought you died. And then they're like, what? another one someone mentioned in the chat room is Ideolic Fringe or something like that that had ended abruptly. Pretty decent art, actually. Actually, it's kind of interesting. As far as our... Somebody was trying to joke that for dead webcomics, go to drunkduck.com, and that's kind of mean. That's kind of mean. There's a lot of comic... I mean, the site itself might be in peril, possibly, but there's still a lot of good webcomics on there. It's a good community, really. So...
You could say that about any of them. Comic Genesis.
I stopped updating my mirror over there. I don't need a mirror over there.
Yeah, I don't have a mirror. I just said the heck with it. I just have the one. I just have the one. So it's.
Well, I think we should take another break because I want to play my other break music and see if Jacob likes that one. Because he's a dick. All right, play break two. Here we go.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live. And now, Mark Savory with a webcomic review.
Hi, Drac. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. Yeah, hey, I just stopped by... hey! Who's this guy?
Oh, never mind him. That's just Renfield. my servant and slave to my will. How can I serve you?
Well, I just dropped by looking for some web comics. They seem to have disappeared, and I was wondering if you knew what happened to them.
Me?
Yeah, I think they're dead, so...
Ah.
So I was kind of wondering if maybe you'd put the bite on them or something.
The bite? I... Well, could you describe these webcomics?
Yeah. One was called Rickety Stitch and the Gelatinous Cube by the Moog Brothers. I really like this one. It was about a skeleton who was from, like, medieval times, and he played a lute, and he hung out with a gelatinous cube that could, like, kill people and stuff. They even made up a really cool theme song with their band, and they were mostly on MySpace, but, you know, they just sort of disappeared and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that one.
Oh, that's too bad.
Please, mister, now?
No, not yet.
Well, then there was another one called Frightmore University by Gigi. It was about adolescent monsters and their daily adventures at Frightmore.
Ah, my old alma mater. But I don't recall a comic.
Well, how about Bad Blood by Liriel McMahon? That was about, you know, vampires. it was a pretty big comic.
Ah, now that one I do remember. But I haven't seen it for quite some time.
Mm, yeah. Mm.
Do we kill him now, Master?
Renfield! Ixnay on the ilk.
Well, I have to get back. See, Fess is by himself this week, and I'm just sort of, you know, helping out.
Oh, must you go? Please, stay. Have something to drink. We have some very nice wine.
It's nice.
Wine? Well, are you having any?
I never drink wine.
Master, do that thing. You know, the thing you do at parties.
I don't think so.
Oh, please, Master. Please.
Renfield, who is the master?
You do a party trick or something?
It's great. You'll love it. Go on, Master, please.
All right. Today, we've talked about the Rickety Stitch and the Gelatinous Cube. That's one. Then we talked about Frightmore University. That's two. Then we talked about Bad Blood. That's three. Three. Three webcomics. Ah ha ha.
really
I really hate that stupid Muppet.
For more from Mark, visit autumnlake.com.
Yeah, I guess the break, it does sound a little bit choppier when it's being played online, the music. But yeah, the second break is a little bit less in your face, I guess, with the audio. but Jacob's not responding. Maybe he stopped listening. That one has two different splices. Witchy Bunny. Shoot, I forget her website now. It's on the main page. Was doing the voice work for us, and I forgot what the frickin' effects I put on her voice. That's why it sounds different in that one, because we switched to the Rampage Network from Zephyr.net, which we are hosted by Rampage Network, and thank you graciously for hosting us. I don't think we were working too well on Zephyr.net because every time we'd have to update, the server would go down. So, and we were like the highest, we were like Vampiric on the Zephyr.net server because we moved a whole lot of data. I know that. So it could have been.
Yeah.
Wild.
You had the larger file size then too, didn't you?
No, no, I have larger file sizes now. I mean, I now put out the MP3s at 96 instead of 80.
But, oh, okay.
Otherwise,
I thought you had a player.
Accidentally, I had maybe one or two that were 128. Yeah. But yeah, hiddendisguises.com is where Witchy Bunny's from. I might end up redoing all of this stuff at some point, but right now I don't need to worry about it. Yeah, second break music, much better. Well, maybe I'll do that. But we gotta finish up a little bit more of the dead web comics for the show. Comics. Perk Daddy of Cooties. I don't know, what's his real name? What is his real name? Cooties at spiderforest.com is done by Nick Perkins. He said some of his dream leak ended without even getting into the story. Ooh, that has to suck.
That's really good. That's
really good. Domain's no longer there. Oops, never mind is another one. That was one of the Cornstalkers, I guess, from the Comic Genesis site. Also, speaking of Cornstalkers, the Green Avenger was almost dead, but she was on the show and she said she was going to update again. I saw her at FallCon, and, well, I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe I have to kick her in the butt. By the way, I love Cooties. Do you read that webcomic?
Cooties. I don't think I
kids.
Have read.
There's like kids and there's space aliens and it's
Let's
like
see.
In grade school, I think. I'm not, or it's high school. I don't remember. But it's fun.
I don't think I read this one. No.
You might like it, actually.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But other than that, Jason of ArgerComic.com sent in a big list of dead web comics, but he neglected to provide any links to them, so I can't check them out for ourselves. But a couple of Between Two Worlds, I thought that finished, though.
Yeah, that did finish.
Okay, so that's not dead, that's finished.
It's Broken Mirror that...
Yeah, Dino versus Robot, I remember that one was updating for a while. Mirror Story? I don't recall. Mirror. That sounds familiar. Mirror Story. Falling Sinister. Failing Sinister. Life's Witch. I was friends with Witchy for a while. Well, I still kind of am, I guess. But she's supposed to be coming back with her comic, supposedly, again.
Yeah. I read that somewhere. There was an update. It was going to be an update.
She was watching me do the 24-hour comic thing. That was fun. Okay, he's divided them up. Presumed Dead. Debt On hasn't updated in a long time. I know that.
Isn't that Sean C's comic? I'm probably wrong. No, that's not.
And then somebody else. Mola Pro Comics. Not sure what that is. Upbeat Tempo. Metro 4. Rogue Robot. Better You Than Me, Tune It Up.
Now, I take it these are all comics we would normally want to read.
I'm not sure. There are comics he normally read. Jason did. Cobra Dog hasn't updated since July. Flush Twice. I've heard of that one. Some people just seem to, I guess, give up. And they don't update.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when you don't have the fame and the fortune and, like, 20,000 hits an hour and stuff.
You lose the motivation.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I really, I think burnout's a huge factor in that.
Yeah, it's like, why am I doing this? Why should I bother doing it? Why should anybody care? Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Hey, if I got like even 10 people doing my comic, I'll still do it because I like my comic. And, you know, I take Aaron's side. Like, Aaron. You know, Aaron used to be the co-host, Aaron, who's no longer with us, like, as if he died. He's no longer with us. No, he cares less what people say about his comic, and he does fine for whatever. He does his comic. He loves his comic, and that's why you should do a comic, particularly for a hobby comic. You know,
that's why I do mine.
Yeah,
it sure isn't for fame and fortune.
Fame and fortune, fame
and fortune. Not in my webcomic. We'll see. Someday.
That's too bad. You know, and Aaron stepped down after I did that really awesome little remix of his.
Webcomic Beacon. You hear it here. First.
Oh, Aaron was a riot. No, he's gone.
Not forever.
Didn't listen to the show anyway, so he's not going to hear us talking about him.
Oh. Oh, well.
let's see. Going through the last of the emails. Yeah, like I said, that one, No Room for Magic, I used to read that one for a lot. And then it just kind of ended, and it changed artists. And it's like, I didn't really like the new artist, but I kind of like the style that it's in now. But that's all we can hope for, that... maybe after Halloween we should look for comics that have resurrected.
Reanimated. The undead. I don't know. Sometimes it's a good thing. You know, when they die off and they sit for a while and then the creator comes back and has a new outlook on it.
Yeah.
Takes a new approach. Sometimes it works better.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We got one last email. You mentioned Sexy Losers, right?
Yeah.
This person also mentions Sexy Losers. Also, Ghastly's Ghastly Comic.
Vaguely.
Oh, I remember
familiar.
That. I think that's another Comic Genesis. Okay, don't go there. There's a not safe for work image on there. And I think, okay, yeah, that one is a very not safe for work comic now that I remember. a Taste of Evil. Tasteofevil.comicgenesis.com is another one. Dungeon Crawl Inc. hasn't updated for 8 months. Blue Crash Kit.
I've heard of that one. Is that dead?
Hasn't updated for 3 months, and they were kind. Amy Letts is saying, "Oh, Amulets." Yeah, she's a listener of the show. She's saying that the site has kind of been dying for some time, even before that. Oh. Go to them. It says, we don't want you here. Go away. Go to tasteofevil.com. Ah, yes. And their redirection goes to they don't exist there anymore. I think it's kind of sad to say they died for sure then. Oh, man, that sucks. Well.
It is a pity.
It is a pity.
I wonder, have these people moved on to other projects and we just don't know? Or have they just walked away from webcomicry altogether?
Well, if they should, they should say what up, you know? Definitely. If anyone's listening and doing a comic and at some point you think you may end it, you know, put it somewhere, you know. Tell some other people that may know in case you end up, you know, sacrificing your website of what's up. It's what's really sucks is not having closure. Not knowing what's going on, because, you know, Aaron of A Taste of Evil, I think you're dead, you know, just because you're not around. I'm going to assume you're dead. And if that matters at all, and you're not listening to the show either, so whatever.
Let me try this one.
But
there was one I kind of was reading called Martin's Misdirection. I don't think we mentioned this one. And I don't think it exists anymore. Yeah, because the page doesn't seem to exist. It was made by a guy who actually got a job animating for Disney. And it was about a magician and stuff. It was kind of cool, Martin's Misdirection. So he stopped updating it for the longest time. And I'm pretty sure that one's dead. I don't think that one exists anymore. Yeah, I can't find it. The archives may be hiding somewhere. Maybe I just put in the wrong thing, but... he actually went off Pirate and Alien Dude. He went off and actually is doing real illustration stuff and things like that.
Oh, real? Like the webcomics are fake or something?
No, I mean like for money.
like a job, you know, like a job outside of webcomics.
A jorb?
A job. A job. A jorb, man.
Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted. It's like, if you have to go for one reason or another, you know, you should, it's like, what do you do if you got kind of a story established, you got characters established, it's not really gag a day, but it's something that could possibly have an end. What do you do? I mean, do you just hold on to the possible, that it might be possible that you might come back and finish it someday, or do you, like, I know one comic had a big text layout basically explaining what the rest was going to be and how it was going to end. What do you think about these? Of like, well, like how to give closure to the audience if you may not be coming back.
Well, you should at least have one post that says so. I mean, that's just class. I mean, just disappearing is crap. I mean, you have to at least do that. You have to, and make it obvious. Don't just have a page of the comic and a little news post under it or something. I'd much prefer, you know, hey, give me a little spot illustration of people walking off in the sunset or something. You know, let me know that this isn't going to finish, at least for right now. So, I don't know. I mean, then you have a question. Do you hold out hope that you're actually going to ever see it finished? Because the artist may never come back to it, ever. Even though they might think, oh, maybe, I guess, when I get a chance, I'll come back. I don't know.
Like, do you have an ending for Autumn Lake in mind? Is there an ending, or is it just kind of...
Well, it's a gag-a-day strip, so not really. I guess I vaguely have an idea how I could end it if I had to, but...
Because you got a lot of characters, you know, that play off of each other, and you know, it's like how long does it go? It's like, will so and so ever get together with so and so, or will they ever stop fighting? It's like, I mean, I guess I could only see your comic like really ending with something really either dramatic or just kind of like a little like, oh, that's nice, and then just kind of. Things are still going to continue in their own little way, but now you kind of know that it's over. I don't know. I got thoughts in my head that I say without thinking, you know. And I don't know what I'm talking about.
It could go either way, but it would probably be the sweet way. I don't know. Yeah. It'd be a lot of work to do a big storyline to finish it.
Yeah, kill off a character. No, somebody has cancer, and then it's all really serious.
No, punk Winkerbean or whatever. The cancer comp. But I'd probably pull a Watterson and just sort of end it where it still goes on, if you know what I mean. Like you said, you could end something like that, and it's still...
Yeah, how did it end? Did it end with them just, like, let's go exploring and walk off? Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah, they just took the sled outside and said, let's go exploring, and that's it, you know?
Man, that's sad. I'm just thinking back at it, and I'm just a little like, oh, and I'll never see it again.
But it doesn't end, though.
No, but...
It's not finality. It's over, but it's not finality, so...
Right. But it's like a little, like, you know, gets you right here a little bit.
Oh.
Or maybe I'm just a wuss.
Wow. Well. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure. Sure.
Not that the last show we did was Fess is a Big Whiny Baby.
Well, it sounds like you got your diapers changed, so, before today's show.
I don't know. I still love that cover. The little baby with a beard.
Yes, that did make me laugh quite a bit. Bearded baby with glasses.
Yeah.
So this is another meander here, but I had a comic I did not too long ago in the last storyline I did, where where one of the characters is in bed asleep and gets woken up out of a sound sleep, and I drew him with his glasses on. And I find, for some reason, I just think that's funnier, that they always wear their glasses, whether they're in bed, in the shower, you know, whatever, that whenever you see them, they have their glasses on. I don't know how people feel about that.
I don't know. Maybe they're wearing Flexons, but they don't have to worry about breaking
Flexon.
Them. They have Flexon glasses.
Or blue blockers. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of think that's funny when you see them. They go into the shower wearing their glasses. Or Mark wears his hat all the time.
Yes.
Even when he's in bed asleep, he's got his hat on.
Does he wear a hat in the shower?
I would probably draw him that way if I ever drew them into the shower. They'd at least have their glasses on. Although Mark changes his hat from time to time, so maybe I guess he would take it off. It's not exactly like South Park where they never take them off.
No, they take them off sometimes. I've seen it, especially in the later episodes.
Yeah.
Well, you probably haven't seen it for, like, forever.
No, I haven't seen the last maybe four seasons of it. Because I don't have cable, so I
only get cable at work, so I can see it every once in a while when I work overnights.
When the managers aren't around.
No, I work alone, really, and I just basically clean for a few hours. And you know, I work at a group home, and there's really not as much to do at night as I'm scheduled for, but, you know, that's usually when I draw my comic.
Even better. You're getting paid to draw your comic. My God, you're going to quit any day now.
I got it so I could, you know, also do homework. I'm planning to go back to school next year. Of course, one of my friends is like, oh, no, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. It's like, thanks for being encouraging. But I don't know. Yes. It's like I was supposed to do it this year, but it's just I have too much going on. I'm trying to limit. I'm one of those people where I can't let my commitments just go. I got this annoying, you know, work ethic and responsibility thing. You know, it sucks.
Let go. Here's the fast. No, a master's degree, bachelor's degree. What are you?
I already got a degree. It's a general degree, a bachelor of elective studies, which doesn't mean jack. It means I graduated college. The major's self-select, which doesn't mean anything either.
I don't feel so bad about my liberal arts study now.
Yeah. I kind of want to go back and work in the woods, you know, wildlife management or something like that. Work at a state park.
Yeah. That's not so bad. Be a tourism. There's no money in that right now.
I mean, it's like I'm fine with a $25,000 a year job. I could live fine with that, with a 401k and benefits. I don't need a lot of money. I just want to do something that I'm not going to end up killing myself over later because I'm just in a nowhere dead-end job, you know?
Oh, like me. Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I have a nowhere dead-end job.
Do you enjoy it at least enough?
No. That's why I make comics and do podcasts and crap like that.
Take your mind off things.
Yeah.
Some changes on the Beacon are going to be less time editing. Screw all those reviewers. Not really screw them, but like to those reviewers who are like, you need to like make it better production. Not concentrating on that at all. I'm concentrating on the content and what we have and why people listen to us and people like listening to us, because I only care about the people who like listening to us. If I can be any more redundant, I'll try, but...
I'm sure you could manage.
But, you know, I'm just going to try. Record the show as it happens because people tune in and to the live broadcasts. And maybe that's a little bit more fun. And we're only at about an hour of show time, and we're not going over, and we're pretty much done with the show now.
So there.
So pretty much go with the unedited feel, see how it goes. There's going to be some transition for a while. However, if we can get somebody who will listen regularly on Sundays, or not the second Sunday, but the Saturday before the second Sunday, to take notes... Or just somebody to take notes. That'd be gratefully helpful for just snagging a link so I don't have to listen to the whole show again. We also, this week we didn't do any spotlights or any searchlights, so that's probably also why the show is short. But we'll hopefully be doing those again. We might be a little bit more pickier on the searchlights. If there's something that we really don't think we're going to like at all, we're just going to skip it and do something better. Like someone emailed this one, which I don't want to, no, not at all. I mean, no offense. I mean, but I'd much rather pick a different one. Let's put it like that. I mean, everyone has their own artistic interpretations or whatever and how they want to do things. That's fine. We're going to try to pick more of the good or more positive ones, and maybe once in a while one of the little bit more iffy kind of things. So,
What about the webcomic triage?
What about the rescue?
Oh yeah, where
nobody seemed to really care. we did one. Minos the Minotaur, and Dromos Eric, who used to be on the show for a while, doing the where we were basically creating a webcomic from scratch. Those were our least popular episodes because they just got so dang wordy or whatever. But he wants us to see if we can rescue one of his comics, so we might give it a shot again and see how that goes. In other cases, if you guys got Skype, you know, we might be just snagging somebody up once in a while to be on the show and talk about whatever the topic is that week. But that's pretty much the show. Other than that, are you going to have a review for me later in the week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we'll inject that in and we'll pretend like we didn't hear it at all. we're going to splice you in while you're on the show.
Oh, wow.
But so if you still want, you could probably mess with that a little bit. Like start off your review pretending like you're still in the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Bess. In our webcomic review this week.
I love the way you do your reviews. You don't just do reviews. You make a little entertainment piece. And you talk about, yeah.
Oh, I do.
That's really awesome, and that's what you know. That's what people need if they're going to do a review something unique, something original, something just classy. You know, that's what I think anyway.
Something that we hope will get your girls all excited.
Boobies. No, Tanya's not here. It's so weird. It's like Tanya's not here. Aaron's not here. I just have to be with Mark, and that's it. I'm just.
We don't have a uterus between us.
Okay, skipping the jokes. it is time to go. Anyway, this has been Fess of PSIWebcomic.com.
And this has been Mark of AutumnLake.com.
Be sure to tune in next week for another episode. For now, it's over. Where's the ending? I don't have the outro ready to go. I'll splice it in later.
It's not over.
No, it's over. I'll splice it in later. since everyone says it sounds bad. No, does it sound bad? I don't think it sounds bad.
You're such a slave to fashion.
I'm not a slave to fashion. Anyway, that's all.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.